program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Transcendence, Wellness Through Awareness, with your host, Jessica Ahlstrom. Our show is all about you, why you are here, and how to unlock your higher level of consciousness. It's time to live the best, most enjoyable life on Earth. Now, here is Jessica Ahlstrom.
Hello and welcome to Transcendence Radio. This is your host, Jessica Ahlstrom, CEO of Transcendence Wellness Center and Vice President of Transcendence Academy of Intuitive Arts and Science for Children. Transcendence Wellness Center is a center that is designed for basically the whole entire soul's journey. We're here to help facilitate, educate, and basically provide any sort of modality that can basically help one on their intuitive journey back to that completely authentic self. And we are so excited about today's guest because we actually use this technology that Patrick Porter has designed in our wellness center, and we are having phenomenal results. So we are really excited to have Patrick. Patrick is Patrick K. Porter. He has a PhD and has been on the cutting edge of brain technology for 25 years. He was a co-developer of the MC2, the first personal light and sound brain training machine, voted Best New Gadget of the Year in 1989 Consumer Electronics Show. His newest brain training device, the MindFit NeuroTrainer, works to activate the brain's neuroplasticity. Welcome, Patrick. We are so excited to have you here.
I'm excited to be here, Jessica.
Great. Well, I wanted to kind of just jump right in. We are so excited about this technology. You know, when I first started my journey 10 years ago, you know, I would sit and meditate, and sometimes it took me hours to get my mind to quiet down. And, you know, I was dedicated, but I know that not a lot of people have that kind of time. So even myself, I would, you know, go around looking for little guided meditations or binaural beats that could help calm my kind of that monkey mind down. And it wasn't really until I met Susie Dressel, who is my business partner. She's actually vice president of Transcendence. And she was just raving about this device a few years ago. And so we decided to bring that into Transcendence. And it's just it's creating such a huge impact. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, you said it says here you've been doing this for 25 years. How did this all develop?
Well, my father was actually a Silva mind control instructor. They call it the Silva method now. And so we've been doing brain games since I was a kid. Actually, I remember when I was 12 being so excited because I got my first GSR machine, which is a galvanic skin response system where you could train your brain to go to alpha. So we would use different sounds and noises. And in 86, that's when the computer chip came out. So before that time, we would have to do this all manually. And when the computer chip came out, we hired a person to actually mimic what I was doing with my clients, and we created that very first unit you spoke of earlier, the MC Square. We all loved Einstein, so we called it after him because we figured, you know, you're basically magnifying your mental power by going to theta. It used to be the big thing was to get to alpha, and alpha is a really powerful state because you can make a change there very rapidly, and it's great for relaxation. But in theta, you can actually impress upon the subconscious so quickly, and for healing and meditation, it's a magical state because in order to get you, when you get to theta, that's when your parasympathetics become a healing generator, as it were. So your body actually begins to heal itself at a rapid pace. The more beta you have, that's where we're kind of speaking here, is in the beta state. There's fear, frustration, and anxiety, and that inhibits this state of this real healing state because of fight or flight. So as we were looking, actually the group of us, there were six of us, I didn't invent it all myself, but the six of us got together and we said, we were really dealing with pain. So if somebody's out there with intense pain in your area, they need to come into your clinic and give it a try, because just by getting on that equipment, sometimes even just one time, people will experience phenomenal relief from pain they've had for years. And we could go on and on about that. But just so you know, that it was almost an accident. But when the computer technology came out, it just all seemed to come together at the right time, one of those perfect storms, and the rest is history. Actually, the NC Square was a mistake, because it was just a prototype, and we couldn't get the clinical model done, so I started selling that little unit, and my patients and clients loved it so much that we just kept making them. It wasn't even our intention to make a portable light and sound machine.
Wow, that's awesome. So yeah, we use a lot of the theta training around here, because you're right. It gets into the subconscious, where that periassistant can just begin to do what it was designed to do, get us out of fight or flight. So what are you working on right now? Because I know we just got a huge shipment of your latest technology, and we noticed that this particular device has lights in the ears.
Yeah, well, Beck, it's been quite a number of years ago, over 100 years actually, they've been doing things with what they call auricular therapy, and that's where in our ears, our whole body is a hologram, so any part of our body reflects any other part of our, that's where reflexology comes in.
Right.
So when the ears have these meridian points, and because everybody's ear is a little bit different, what we've done is we've actually, because you have to wear earphones to use the MindFit, we put lights in the ears, and this light is actually broadcasting a frequency to the meridian points, and we're using the frequency that relaxes the sympathetic system so that we can get a person into deeper states of theta. Mm-hmm. And it's doing it all through really the subconscious. And Bruce Lipton, for those who've read about him, he's one of our professors at Quantum University, and Bruce Lipton says that 98% of what runs our life is our subconscious. So what we're doing is we're tapping into that powerful part of our mind, and through lights, in that those lights are generating frequencies, and then the meridians carry that throughout the whole body. So even though the lights are only going in the ears, the whole body is feeling this sympathetic or this parasympathetic relaxation that creates healing.
Yes. And what we've noticed is just it's almost like you've had a full body massage, you've had a deep meditation, and it's like, it's an amazing experience. If you guys haven't tried it out there, please come in our center. We do demonstrations every day. So let's get into some questions here, because I know that basically we have a lot of people who are inquiring about this. We have people come to us every single day who just cannot quiet their mind. You know, they live in that state of beta, and you know, and just they can't quite get out of it on their own. So how are you seeing, like, what I mean, we know that this is really, really important, but what are the real reasons for people to do this in your scientific, you know, expertise?
Well, part of the reason they can't get out of beta is that beta is it's almost like we're trained to, our training, unfortunately, in school is to teach us not to be creative. You know, we're actually trained that we're physical beings trying to become spiritual, and the reality is we're spiritual beings living in a physical reality.
Yes.
So beta kind of keeps us tuned into this physical third-dimensional world, as it were, and we believe it to be true. And so we set up this unrealistic conscious construct in beta that there's fear, the frustration, anxiety. That's what kind of rules our conscious reality. Just look at our news.
Right.
So people get locked into this beta state, and this, we call it a beta loop. So they get into this loop, and then they don't know how to break that loop. And that's where meditation, relaxation, yoga, a massage, all of these different methods that we have can do it. The MindFit is one way, because we're using so many different technologies at one time, from the binaural beats to the isochronic tones to the neural frequencies with the Noge frequencies in the ears. All of that is to disrupt the brain's pattern, because the brain is a pattern-recognizing organism, and it basically keeps repeating its cycles because it thinks that's what the user, in this case us, our consciousness wants. So if we need to break that pattern, and that's why people that meditate, they go, I can't stop my monkey mind. Well, you're not supposed to stop your monkey mind. What you do is you have to quiet your thoughts, and that's where a lot of people are getting into like the positive psychology and different, and that's kind of what we do, if you want to call it that, in mindful meditations, because we want people to learn how to think, not stop their thinking.
Right.
There's different methods to do that. So what we're going to do is we're going to, and it's all about the brain being basically like a tuner, like a tuning fork. We need to tune the brain up so that when it's time to relax, we can shut down that beta brain and go into a state of alpha and theta where we get that rest and rejuvenation, and then drop into delta, which is unconscious. And that's where mm-hmm. we really heal our body. You know, the body has to reach certain deep states of consciousness every night, or we won't rejuvenate.
Right,
and
absolutely.
Actually, Virginia Hunt, who was at University of Southern California, she did a lot of studies with the aura and how the energy of the body works, because she was really interested in the phantom leaf effect and things like that, which means you're missing a limb, but you still have an energy blueprint there. So and what she found was when people go into alpha and theta, this energy field that surrounds every cell of our body, it actually surrounds everything. So mm-hmm. it's not just on Star Wars. You know, we have this energy. You don't have to be a Jedi Knight. It's
right.
on everything.
Exactly.
So as we slow down our brain, they've actually proven that we draw in more energy. The higher our brain's operating at beta. Now, at a certain point, some people go into a state called gamma, which is some people that are higher order healers and mm-hmm. some people that do, like I saw on your website, you have something about reading Akashic records. They mm-hmm. would say that people like that would tune into that state from a higher state of gamma. So it's almost like the flip side of theta. There's this higher energy state where we've done brain studies, and the Menninger Clinic has done studies on healers and yogis. They're able to go into this almost super state mm-hmm. where they're in super conscious state instead of being in a unconscious state, which a lot of people think meditation is. And
we
tell people that's a dangerous state. You create what's called a flat brainwave, which means that you create a singular brainwave. And the reality is we need a full spectrum brainwave. We need beta when we're doing our taxes and driving and mm-hmm. dealing with our life, but we need alpha when we're being creative and doing something we enjoy, maybe gardening or art or yoga or whatever we want to do. And we need theta when we need to, we all go through this if we're healthy. We go through alpha and theta every night when we sleep, and then alpha and theta when we wake up, and a few different cycles when we're sleeping. And when people don't have those rhythms, to give the listeners an example, if somebody has autism, we know that they're missing alpha.
Mm.
And that's a bridge frequency to take people from beta to theta. So if there's no bridge frequency there, the child is either in deep theta, they have a lot of theta, so they're disassociated, they're disconnected from the world. That's why people have written books about disconnected kids.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're in high beta, which is where they're stimming. Their body's
right.
trying to get rid of all that energy. So when they're stimming and moving their hands and arms and all that, they're trying to throw that energy out of their body because their
right.
body is filled up with so much energy. So when we teach them with the MindFit how to use it, and we have great results with Joquita Handy, who's doing studies in Southern California. We're in three different school systems there. And they're using the MindFit with autistic kids, finding that within 30 days, they're able to balance the brain waves, and some of these kids are actually going back into the normal school, the normal population, because
wow.
they have that alpha brainwave.
That's so awesome. Well, especially considering we're opening our school and we're having a huge demand for, you know, autistic and extrasensory kids that, you know, that are having struggle with, you know, focus, and that just makes total sense right there. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So 30 days, yes, okay, well, we'll have to spread the word on that. I wasn't sure or not if there was, you know, a level of functioning where we could attempt to use this MindFit on the autistic children here. Is there a certain, you know, like I didn't know if it was going
to
have them, you know, kind of freak out, or because I know how sometimes just the sound and lights and things like that can affect their patterning. So you haven't had any issues with that?
Well, the only issue we have is that, and it's counterintuitive for most people, because when people are doing medicine, like they mm-hmm. put people on, there's been no real effect of the medicine working on autistic kids. It just makes it easier for the caregiver.
Exactly.
It doesn't do anything for the person.
No.
Mm-hmm. But when we have the best results with people that aren't on medicine. And
wow.
What we find is that the kids literally love this. And the parents just are amazed because they think there's no way that kid's going to put it on their head.
Mm-hmm.
But they love the patterns.
Uh-huh,
the autistic
right.
kids will love the patterns. So, and they can keep their eyes open. You just leave it on low light. And they, you know, in our setting, there's four different settings. You just keep it on setting two, and they're fine. It's not any brighter than a candle, so it won't hurt their eyes. Okay. And they'll actually still go into that alpha state that's necessary to retrain the brain. And those sessions are only 10 minutes. We have 10-minute sessions for children.
Wow. So let's talk about neuroplasticity for a minute. So how many sessions, I mean, I know that's neural pathways and they need to be restructured and, you know, the brain's really focused on circumstances and the way things are. And, you know, that's why people have a tendency to stay in that beta, fight or flight. How many sessions, I mean, you said after one session, you can notice, I've noticed that people look and feel different after one session here. But from your expertise, what is the average time frame or usage where we actually can restructure those neural pathways and create new information highways?
Well, you're going to start changing them right away. In fact, every day when you do something new and challenging, you're doing that. But what's going to happen with the MindFit is each of our 700 different sessions is a different training. So the whole idea is to build flexibility into it. There's a law called the law of requisite variety, and that means that the more choices you have, the better chance you have of succeeding. And most people get myopic in their choices. For instance, a smoker would think there's only one way to deal with stress, a cigarette. So they take from an infinite field of possibility, which we live in, they make it singular. So they collapsed all possibilities to this one finite thing called smoking. So then they say, and they only do it 20 times a day if they're a pack-a-day smoker, or 40 times a day if they're a two-pack-a-day smoker. But the brain, being a quantum computer, figures out just when they can fit those 20 or 40 cigarettes into their day. And they don't even realize this is all happening. So how we break that pattern is we have to get a new thought in. So one of the questions I always ask, if there's a smoker out there listening right now, most smokers want to quit, but they don't want to go through the pain of withdrawal. And the reality is that no smoker really wants to smoke. They want the benefits of the cigarette.
Right.
So one of the questions I always ask them is, what's the longest period of time you've been without a cigarette? And you know what they usually say to me?
What?
Typically, they'll say, I've been 3 days, a year, maybe 5 years. So we call that a finite focus that's where they get that myopic kind of focus. I'll say to them, then I'll go back to them and I'll say, well, how old were you when you started smoking? The average person, and when we used to have our franchise company, we used to see over 200,000 people a week. Our average person was about 12 years old when they started smoking. So they usually would say 12, 13, something like that. I'll say, the reality is you've been 12 years without a cigarette. In the moment before what we call a reframe there, we reframe the way they thought about that. Now, in order to wrap their mind around that new thought, they've not went 3 days or 1 year as a non-smoker. They've actually went 13 years or 12 years. Now their brain blows out all the old circuitry. And there's, in neuroscience, they believe that if you can get one new thought into somebody's brain, their whole brain, 100 billion neural bit processor, has to rewire around that new thought and make that new possibility real for them. So when you think, well, how many times they need to listen, they only really need, at the level of theta, they know that you can impress upon somebody's mind a new idea or concept once, and they can get it. The problem is, how do you get their brain, like a symphony, to all work together to get them to that area? If they were to make a change at beta, and this is one of the things, the listeners out there, that if they haven't been in to try the MindFit into your clinic, they need to come in and check it out, because in beta, a lot of people think it takes 21 days. You've probably heard that yourself. It takes 21 days to make a change. The reality is that both Harvard and Stanford, that's the most widely misquoted study of all time, because they said it takes 21 days only.
Patrick? Just one sec. You're on a roll. We're about to take, just hold that thought. This is so awesome. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick little minute break, and we'll come right back, and I want you to finish that thought.
Okay.
All right.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Can you imagine not needing anyone or anything outside of yourself to create complete joy, abundance, and absolute health, regardless of who you've been or needed in the past? Join Jessica Ahlstrom, intuitive life coach and spiritual teacher, in a virtual classroom as she reminds you how to align with your true, authentic self, fire up your own intuitive abilities, and become a fearless, deliberate creator of your version of the perfect life. Learn how to manipulate frequency, bend reality toward that which you desire, and master your own biochemistry to create a positive magnetic force within your own body in 30 days using the energy of the moon cycle. Visit www.transcendencekc.com or call 913-387-4631 to order.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Transcendence, Wellness Through Awareness. To reach Jessica Ahlstrom or this week's guest, please call into our program at 1-888-346-9141. Again, that's 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send us an email, please send it to transcendencekc@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Transcendence Radio. This is your host, Jessica Ahlstrom, and today we are talking to Patrick Porter, creator of the MindFit technology, and we were having an awesome quantum discussion, which is right up my alley. I just kind of geek out all over all this stuff, and so fantastic to be able to talk to you about this today, Patrick. So we were talking, we were kind of in deep talk about this neuroplasticity and how just even with one session, the whole entire brain can rewire. Do you want to elaborate a little bit on that?
Right. I was just kind of talking about the study that's been misquoted because people believe it takes 21 days, and that's true, but what they said in the study was you have to do visualization relaxation techniques. Mm-hmm. So if you think about it, you either are going to use some kind of meditation process that allows you to relax the body, kind of like hypnotherapy might use or a hypnotist might use, or someone guiding somebody through what they call Laya Yoga or Union of the Mind. That's something they do after yoga. Or you can use something like the mind fit, something that's going to train the brain and body to relax. So you get the body relaxed. Now you can liberate the mind. The mind can think. As long as somebody's in a high stress mode, like their cortisol levels are high and mm-hmm. their adrenaline levels are high, their brain's not going to process because we possess, our brain is literally a chemical factory. It releases 30,000 different neurochemicals with a simple thought. So when somebody thinks, why are they in love? Well, their brain created something happened, their brain created a chemical reaction in the brain, matched that with a thought, and then every time they were around that person, those thoughts and those chemicals are ignited, and they become basically intertwined. That's the neuroplasticity. Now, to break that bond, we need something of equal or greater value. Mm. And most people don't understand, like, one of the most quoted things that Einstein ever said was, you can't create a solution to a problem at the same level the problem was created.
Absolutely.
You have to go to the solution state. And with the solution in mind, return to the problem and solve it. Well, there's no better way to do that than through some form of meditation relaxation technique in exactly what the MindFit is doing. So it's training the brain to do what it was designed to do, to be a quantum computer that takes in information and spits out a solution. It's just, for most of us, it's happening so rapidly and quickly, we don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
One study actually showed that it takes over 20,000 impressions to make a change at beta. So unless you, there's some ways you can quicken that. And most of them are exactly what they do. And my sister was a Marine, and my daughter was married to a Marine. And they showed this movie, this little film. It says, How to Make a Marine. Well, I love the Marines taking care of us and all that, so I'm not knocking this. But in order to get somebody to change their life in 10 short weeks, they have to do some things, right? They have to take time away from them. Nobody's got a pocket watch at boot camp. You know, they have to take away their individuality.
Mm-hmm.
They all have the same haircuts. They all eat at the same time. They all get up at the same time. They learn secret languages. They learn how to salute. All of these things happen so that they can create neuroplasticity. And then at the end of that boot camp, the people that haven't washed out, right, if they can't stay on that training, they wash out. And the ones that end up, they become Marines. Now, they've done that in 10 short weeks. Now, if they were left on their own, let's say that somebody wanted to be in shape like a Marine, but they had three kids at home, and they had to make their car payment and their rent and all of this, so they never got around to their training.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? They're not going to be able to do it. So when people go to, like, lose weight, and they go, I can't believe I can't stick to my diet. Well, it's because of priorities in our life. Our brain mm-hmm. always assigns what's most important and meaningful to us, and we do those things. And until we make our own health or our own life just as important as anybody else's, then we sabotage. That's where the self-sabotage comes in. Not because we want to self-sabotage. Nobody gets up at a New Year's Eve and says, you know, tonight when everybody's talking about what they're going to change this year, I'm going to gain 40 pounds.
Right.
You know, I've never heard anybody say that. And I've never heard anybody, you know, after the age of 25 say, you know what, I think I'm going to take up smoking. People take up smoking earlier than 25 because they don't know all the consequences. And around 25 to 30, we realize we're not going to live forever in these bodies.
Right.
You know, we're going to exchange them at some point. You know, so how long do we want to live in this body healthy? You know,
right.
I wish I could go back in time and have my 19-year-old body. You know, but that's not going to happen. We don't know how to run things backwards yet.
Well, and also, you know, with a nation that is pretty much in fight or flight, these things like putting on 40 pounds or smoking, it's kind of a form of relief, you know, and you know, and in order to change that, from my perspective, I'm a medical intuitive. So when I'm looking in the body and I'm seeing what I would consider every single person that I've met has some form of post-traumatic stress, which doesn't necessarily mean that you were at war, but sometimes childhood could be a war or your job could be a war grounds or, you know, just the trauma that we collect over our lives, it kind of stays frozen in that energetic field. And the brain or the body is, and the energy field is trying to kind of, it's trying to cope with that, a fight or flight. And so again, that's why we love having this device here, because it's like, that's our first level of combat, is to kind of get everything calmed down so that the healing can begin. So we are loving this for post-traumatic stress. So what are you guys seeing on your end when you've done research on this for post-traumatic stress disorder?
Well, we have some really exciting things going on in that area. There's a group down in Dallas called the Carrick Brain Center, and they're probably one of the leading authorities in post-traumatic stress with the combat vets. And they did a study with our equipment, and now they've got 20 stations in their clinic down there, and they have everyone go through it, and not only for post-traumatic stress, but these guys aren't able to sleep, and gals.
Mm-hmm.
And because what happens with PTSD is our brains, we've never been trained how to store memories. We were brought up and we're just told this is our life, and our brain kind of stores it any way it wants. It's kind of like throwing stuff at the wall and sees what sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And what sticks for us, unless we've had training, is good times. If you don't have PTSD, I'm saying, if you're just the normal person, good times will be stored in color, with sound, and with feelings. And that's okay, because those are good times that make us feel good. Bad times typically are forgotten. That's why if you've ever been in a relationship or had a friend that was, and that relationship was over, and you know it was really over, you say, how's it going with Bob? Oh, I'm over Bob. He's in the past. They use language like that, because that's the way our brain is trained, basically to how we have a coping mechanism in our brain. Now, what happens with PTSD is we get something so traumatic happen to us, and you're right. We've all fallen down at least 2,000 times before we're 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
In each of those visits, that's just the physical trauma. Now, every time we were yelled at and we couldn't understand why we were being yelled at, because we dropped a plate and broke it, and now our brain has an emotional trauma. So we have, we always say there's three reasons that people come to see us. One is the trauma, the physical trauma, what happened to their bodies, the emotional trauma, which happened in their mind, or the toxic trauma, which happened through life, through eating or whatever, we might be able to do supplementation.
Absolutely.
So we have to deal with those three things. And that's also true with our body becomes fixated on these memories. We call them delta imprints.
Hmm.
So we have a negative experience that happens to us, and it could be something like as bad as child abuse, let's say. Something happens to us, that memory gets imprinted, but it gets hidden. So I like to tell people that memory is kind of like leftovers. Mm-hmm. So imagine you we're at dinner and we're eating, we have a great conversation going, so we don't eat all our food, and we say, I want that to go. And we take that home, and I'm going to kind of hopefully shorten this a little bit here, but you put it in the refrigerator, and that leftover is kind of like your memory, and you have every intention of going back and revisiting it, but you don't. You just keep shoving other stuff in the refrigerator. And as you open up the refrigerator day after day, pretty soon something's stinking in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know that it's the food that's back there, but you don't want to face that food right now. So you don't clean it out. But finally, somebody's coming over, and you know you don't want to be embarrassed, so you're going to go in there and clean your refrigerator. When you get back to that to-go box, you forgot to mark what it was, and you forgot even who you were with when you bought it. But you go to open it up, and it's green and fuzzy.
Right.
What do you do with that?
Yeah, throw it away.
Right, throw it away. You don't have to send it off to CNS, NCIS or Crime Labs International or whatever to find out what was in there, who you were eating it with, what was the weather like. Those memories just need to be released.
Mm.
It's like a trapped energy. So you throw it away. You get over it. So a lot of times just, and it's easier said than done, but when we say forgive, forget, and move on, when we say forgive, the word means to give before. So in the world of neuroplasticity, what we're saying is that memory is locked in place. Every negative emotion has a few things in common. One is you stop breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you stop breathing, there's no energy flow. And so you're holding on to that energy, and our bodies act like a capacitor. And a capacitor holds a charge until a certain discharge point. Well, if we have loved ones, then we typically would discharge on them because they're going to take us back. Or people discharge on alcohol or some other drug. We want to teach people, of course, how to discharge on life. You know, discharge by breathing, discharge by maybe exercising, eating healthy foods, thinking positive thoughts. Those are also ways we can get the energy moving again. The best thing to do is breathe. And as we breathe through it, what happens is the physiology changes because that event, whether it be physical or mental or emotional, it crystallizes in the body. It stops the flow of energy. And so we want to keep that flow going. And that's why when even children do like martial arts, they start to think better and get better grades because the brain is operating at a more holistic level because of the energy flow. So with PTSD, what we're finding is that when, or any negative emotion, that trauma is locked in there. So we need to disable that, if you will. We're going to take the color out of the negative experience. We're going to take the sound out of it. We're going to put it behind them, and we're going to teach them how to do it. I commonly tell people it's called Tai Chi for the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to fight force against force. We want
right.
to take that energy and move it and use it, because energy just wants to be used.
Right.
We label that energy, and we say it's good or bad. And there's actually, in one of the books, I've written several books, but one of them is called Six Secrets of Genius, and I have a metaphor in there that I talk about why everything is for a good purpose. And as people go through the story, they start to realize that everything that's happened in your life wasn't really needed, but it was necessary to bring you to this moment in time.
Yes.
And if you can empower yourself with the knowledge that this moment is the most powerful moment in time, you empower yourself to change your past, to project your future, and begin to live in this moment in power. That's what they call empowerment. So, but if, as long as you're giving away 30% of your power to the past, 30% of your power to the future, you only have 40% of your power here in this moment to actually live your life with joy and, you know, all the things that we want in our life.
Exactly. Exactly. Wow. That's so cool. Yeah, we'll have to get all of your books here and get them on. This is right up my alley. So, let's talk about PTSD a little bit more, just because it's something that we really are passionate about, and it doesn't mean necessarily like post-traumatic stress. It's just kind of trauma in general, and you know, we deal with those three levels of trauma here, you know, emotional, physical, and chemical. And so how, let's talk about like law of attraction and belief systems here, just kind of going into more of that. So are you saying that this technology can also help just kind of erase belief systems?
Well, what it does, it tunes it up. So think of when you're talking about law of attraction, and this is the easiest way I can explain it to people that don't understand it. You've probably bought a car before, and before you purchased that car, you didn't think very many people had that automobile.
Right.
You thought maybe you discovered this thing that nobody else had. Then you drove it off the lot, and you started seeing these cars everywhere.
Oh, my gosh, yep, that's right. That happens.
Right. So in our brains, we're hardwired with something called the reticular activating system. And what that does is it always scans our environment for things that are dangerous to us, but it also scans the environment for things that are in our mind, like what we call top-of-the-mind awareness. So as you start visualizing or believing in something, then it seems to show up in your life more often. Mm-hmm. It could have been there before, but it was something that we start to see and believe.
Yes.
Neuroscientists believe we only actually see 10% of the reality that we're processing through our brain. 90% is rendered. So it's like getting a television show. You know, we're seeing it on the television. The show's taking place in a far-off studio somewhere, maybe even recorded years ago, but our brain is still processing as if it's real right at that moment.
Yes.
And that's happening to us all the time. So when we think about changing beliefs, everything that we believe about ourselves, the reality is it's probably wrong. But we believe it anyway because we've distorted, deleted, and changed every memory. We can't help it. That's just the way we do it because every time we recall it, like if you recall one of your favorite memories, you bring it into your mind, hopefully you make it richer. You know, that's what being in love is all about. You know, you find out about somebody, you love everything about them, and then eventually, if they start doing things that don't match that agreement, Buddha said it best. He said that all unhappiness stems from unfavorable comparisons.
Yes.
So when we think about someone we love, and if we still love them, that's because we're not comparing them to anything that everything they're doing still matches that metaphor we have about them. And that's why they say relationships take work, because what will happen is maybe they leave the toothpaste cap off, or they leave the towel in the middle of the room, or, you know, whatever is the little things that might bug us. And if enough of those things bug us, it's almost like getting moisture underneath the tiles. Pretty soon that moisture builds into mold or whatever, and the tiles start popping, and that beautiful floor no longer looks beautiful anymore because of all the little things that got under, and that's what getting under your skin is all about. So when we use them, what we're doing with the mind fit is we're maintenance our memories so that those positive, resourceful times stay in the top of our mind awareness. And the negative things, we're not going to give them energy anymore. Not that we're going to deny them, but we don't want to give them energy. Like if you talk to one of your clients and you ask them to tell you about one of their positive memories, most of them are going to be able to tell you that. But there's going to be that 20 to 30% of the clients that come into your place that are going to say, oh, I can't remember any positive times. Life's terrible. You know, they're like Bad Luck Schleprock or something, or Debbie Downer. They that's all in the way they sorted their memories. You know, so we one of the things that we do with the mind fit and the technology is we need to teach people how to maintenance their mind.
Yes.
And, you know, it's really easy to be depressed in our world, unfortunately. All we have to do is turn on the news. Instantly we're going to be disempowered because we're going to hear about people having terrible things happen to them that we have no control over. And, you know, the reality is that we have control over this 3-pound universe called our brain and the way we process our life. But sometimes there's a saying, you know, that if your reach goes farther than your grasp, which means you're reaching out farther than your mind can conceive and things start to fall apart. The reality is that we have happiness within us.
Yes.
If we choose to cultivate that happiness, and then that happiness grows, it springs from within us. That's why it's an inside job. But it has to be worked on. It can't be something like no professional athlete walks out there on game day and just performs. There's hundreds, if not thousands, of hours that went in to that performance before we saw them on television.
Right.
But somebody like using golf as an example, because the Masters was just last weekend, people think they can just go out and golf on Sunday like the pros, but they never practiced.
Yeah.
The same is true with practicing our life by using the theater of our own mind.
Right.
You know, we get in there and we learn how to use our mind. It's the most powerful quantum computer ever created, and a higher power than all of us created it. And it works through us, this unseen force. And if we tune into it, it will tell us what's best for us, what's our highest and greatest good. But if we think we know it, if we think we know all the answers, then that super conscious part of us just stays silent and says, okay, if you know all the answers, then go for it.
Yes. You know, That's great. Well, we're going to take a real quick break, and then we're going to come back. And I want to kind of talk to you about this MindFit device versus some other things that are out right now and some things that are comparable. I want to kind of see where this system is different and unique. And we'll be right back.
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
Can you imagine not needing anyone or anything outside of yourself to create complete joy, abundance, and absolute health, regardless of who you've been or needed in the past? Join Jessica Ahlstrom, intuitive life coach and spiritual teacher, in a virtual classroom as she reminds you how to align with your true, authentic self, fire up your own intuitive abilities, and become a fearless, deliberate creator of your version of the perfect life. Learn how to manipulate frequency, bend reality toward that which you desire, and master your own biochemistry to create a positive magnetic force within your own body in 30 days using the energy of the moon cycle. Visit www.transcendencekc.com or call 913-387-4631 to order.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Transcendence, Wellness Through Awareness. To reach Jessica Ahlstrom or this week's guest, please call in to our program at 1-888-346-9141. Again, that's 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send us an email, please send it to transcendencekc@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Transcendence Radio. This is your host, Jessica Ahlstrom. And I am talking to Patrick Porter, creator of the MindFit technology. And before the break, we were talking about everything from PTSD to losing weight to quitting smoking and just basically retraining the mind to be more of a deliberate creator, right?
That's right.
Well, I know that there's a ton of these devices. We have literally, I mean, I personally have played in this technology just when, you know, for the past 3 years because quantum physics is one of my passions. So what is the, I mean, we talked about the light and the sound, but what is, like, let's compare this product with some of the other stuff out there. Because I know there's, you can just go on YouTube and, you know, do a little theta meditation. So what's the difference with this? You said there was, like, a lot of different things going on at one time.
Right. Well, one thing we've done is if you're using binaural beats, that's great. That's one way to do it. But what are the binaural beats you're using? So we've used Dr. Kaplan's. He's out of Moscow University. And he's actually the one that invented the technology that moves, that trains the brain through computers how to, a thought can be converted to words on a screen. So he's done a lot of research with how the brain responds to systems. So we use his algorithm, which means what's the amount of time between an alpha and a theta wave. So to give the listeners an idea, binaural beat is something, if I wanted to get you to alpha, I would send a 200 hertz frequency in one ear and a 210 hertz frequency in the other. The brain would then hear the difference. Your brain would actually hear 10 hertz, even though I was sending a 210 and a 200 hertz frequency in the ear. Mm-hmm. Our brain actually always hears or sees the difference. Like if you're looking around the studio right now and you see the color green, you're not really seeing the color green. You're seeing the green reflected back to you because that all the other colors are being absorbed by that surface. It's not exactly what we're, but that's not the way we were trained. We're told we're seeing green, but that's not the reality of what's happening. So, but some people might not hear as well in the right ear as the left ear. So what we've done is we've added isochronic tones. Now, for those people out there that have ever been to like a meditation or a drum circle or been to some kind of fireside ritual, let's say, you've participated in isochronic tone rituals then, because they're usually done in masses and there's some kind of rhythm or cadence if they're doing some kind of like chanting bells and things like that. Or I was brought up Catholic, so some of the services actually use some isochronic tones when they're like some of the Gregorian chants and things like that use them. And it moves the brain too, but this is a mono frequency, so it doesn't take two ears. So let's say that the right ear isn't working as well as the left ear, binaurals aren't going to work for them as well. But now we've layered in isochronic tones. So now, just like a symphony doesn't sound the same if you're hearing like the viola alone, but if you have the whole string section, now it becomes a beautiful piece of music. What we've done is we've also added in music in there that is basically off-center, which means that we've got different music going in the right ear than the left ear. That's why you have to wear earphones to use our equipment, because the brain, we can actually, through music, activate different parts of the brain. Now, all of those three technologies can be all done separately. What we've done is we've merged them all together. Then we've added on top of that Noget frequencies through the lights, through the auricular therapy, and what they call frequency following response through retinal flashing, which what's happening in the right eye is what's going on in the left ear, and what's happening in the left ear is what's going on in the right eye. So we're doing cross-lateral training with the brain, and all of this is happening at one time. And then with 700 of our over 800 sessions, have my voice or somebody's voice. We have a lot of different people that if somebody has a meditation and they want us to encode it, we put it into our program, and we can encode it and create deeper theta programs or deep alpha programs or deep delta programs for sleep. Some of them have guided imagery, which means we're taking through mental lessons at the same time. So there's seven different therapies going on at the same time when somebody's wearing the MindFit, even though they think it's just music and words.
Well, let's talk about that, too, because there's so many different programs for people to choose from. I mean, there's hundreds, and there's all different categories from, you know, insomnia to weight loss to even PTSD, stress. What do you recommend? If someone downloads, you know, 10 or 12 different sessions, what do you recommend? Do you recommend them hopping around? Do you recommend them staying with something until, you know, something shifts in their reality? Like, what do you recommend on that?
Well, I recommend people stay in a series, but do more than, don't stay listening to the same one each time. It's better. That's why when somebody says, why do we have, we have a series for stress reduction that's 13 sessions. Mm-hmm. And each of those sessions actually has a different brainwave entrainment. It starts off taking somebody to theta in 7 minutes. But by the time you get to number 13, it only takes 4 minutes. And there's different training inside of theta that happens. Some might be more to unlock the creative side of somebody's consciousness. The other might be to activate somebody's left brain. It depends on the technique. There's another book I wrote called The Language of the Mind, and I have outlined in there 13 different techniques, mental techniques that we use. And each session has embedded in that metaphor or that story or that guided imagery is actually a little bit of therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they're learning to do it for themselves instead of somebody else doing it for them.
Absolutely.
So we're teaching them basically how to disassociate from negative, how to accept and use positive information, how to go into their subconscious and get their resources, because we have great resources that we haven't tapped into.
That's right.
And then we have ways to operate with those. So each session is a little bit different. So I always recommend you start at the first of the series and move through the series.
Okay, great. Well, that's great. And that kind of leads us into what I kind of want to end the show with. Susie Dressel, she's the one who introduced me to this system. I've been a spiritual teacher and intuitive coach for a long time. And, you know, we brought this into the center, this technology, and it's just been It's been a huge success, and you know I've used it myself. My husband has used it. My kids have used it, and I want to bring her on just because she has some amazing testimonials. I know she's worked with you one-on-one before, so I kind of want to hand her the mic and let her share with the audience her experience of this, and then kind of talk to you about what's coming.
Hi, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing well.
It is so good to hear from you. I have known you for quite a few years now. It's been probably about, I want to say, 4 or 5 years when I first was introduced to you. And I can't tell you how much this MindFit device has changed my life. I talk about it every time I'm out in the community. I hear people talk about insomnia or whatever the situation is, and I'm always talking about this. My story that I think is just a huge selling point is a personal testimonial to everyone. I actually quit smoking on this device. I've been smoking since I was 15 years old. I've tried hypnosis. I've tried acupuncture. I've tried the patch. I tried all different types of medications and everything that was out there and everything that was available. And I used the MindFit device twice and totally reprogrammed myself in the two sessions. And that right there was just a huge thing. I was done being a smoker when I used it and had two sessions with it. And then I did continue on with the program. And I used the program for 21 days just to make sure I was done smoking. So that's my biggest thing on that one.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah. And also a couple different testimonials in regards to myself. I'm in my late 40s, so 50s is around the corner, and all of a sudden, just this last, like, I'm going to say 6 months, I had developed insomnia. And I know that there's a great insomnia series on there, and I use that whenever the insomnia pops up. I love the little, you've already trained me on how to do the breathing, so if I wake up in the middle of the night, I know how to get right back into that. So that one's amazing for me, too. And then another big one that I've actually had, I talked to Jason, your right-hand guy. I have always had a fear of water. Ever since I was probably about 17 years old, I had a near-drowning experience. And I've just had a huge water phobia. And I talked to Jason about a year or so ago, and I said, you guys really need to put a phobia one together. And I know you created that phobia. And last year, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say we did create one here.
Yeah, you did. And last year, after he called me and he said that you guys had created one, I started using the phobia, and I went to Barbados at Christmas time. And I want to tell you, I went snorkeling every day for 7 days out in the ocean by myself and swam with the turtles and snorkeled over sunken ships. And I did it all by myself just by using the device.
That's a lot of fun. That's great.
Yeah, it was truly amazing. Yeah. And then, so I tell everybody my true testimonial and everything that's taken place. We have a lot of devices that come in and out of our office here and that we're really selling. And it's really changing people's lives. And people just really need to learn about the Theta and how to get into that. And Patrick, I can't tell you how excited I am that you're on the show. And your books are truly amazing. And I'm really glad that we've had this opportunity to sit down with you. How would you like to end the show?
Well, well, I would definitely like to invite everybody to come into your center there and try it out. I mean, it's one thing, they're probably thinking this is like atmosphere to a fish. You know, they got to get there and really truly experience it for themselves. But if they're wondering tonight while they're in bed, they can actually start to use some of the techniques by just laying in bed and closing their eyes and focusing first on their feet and working their way up their body and just breathing into all the areas of their body. Most people will find that by the time they reach the top of their head, they're going to be totally relaxed. And then just focus on one positive thought, something that's happened in the past that was something amazing that happened to you, because the reality is that anything that happens to you happens through you. So let that happen through you again, and let that positive energy, that positive emotion take you off into sleep, and you'll find that your dreams are going to be better, and you're going to have a more positive, optimistic day in the day to come.
Absolutely. And if anybody's interested in purchasing the MindFits, you can definitely reach out to us. Our phone number is 913-387-4631, and we are Transcendence Wellness Center. You can also check us out. Our website is www.transcendencekc.com. I just want to tell everyone, Patrick, it's just been so exciting to have you on the show today. I look forward to seeing you again. I look forward to seeing you at the numerous conferences that you're at, and we really appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Join us next week on Transcendence Wellness Through Awareness with Jessica, and she is going to have Wendy Kennedy on the show. We are so excited about Wendy. She's been channeling for nearly 20 years now, working with a variety of beings from different star systems and dimensions. And in the early 90s, she began to have visions. Like most people, she didn't fully understand what she was experiencing. She didn't really know what it was, and she certainly didn't know anyone who did it. She just knew that she was supposed to do it. She read what she could on the topic and worked through the exercises in a few books she could find, and she had her first breakthrough about a year ago, and so she has just been a truly amazing channel. We are so excited to see her. So everyone, we are just very happy to be here. And Jessica says, have a great evening and join us next week when we have Wendy Kennedy on the show.
Thank you for tuning in this week. Transcendence, Wellness Through Awareness, can be heard live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Central Time, and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We hope you'll join host Jessica Ahlstrom for another enlightening show.